talking with Candace Taylor, real estate reporter out of the Wall Street Journal out of New York City, no relationship to Candace Bergen or Elizabeth Taylor. We were talking about condo versus co-op, and what did you look up?
So I just looked it up, and about 85% of our market here in the New York City of the available apartments for sale are co-ops. So it is still a majority here. And I don't know if your listeners are familiar, but the way it works in a co-op in New York is you before you buy an apartment, they make you sit down for an interview, and you have to give them all of your financial statements and everything and letters of references and all that, and then they decide whether or not they want to let you buy in the building.
Yeah, it just seems, ripe and fraught for prejudice. I'm sure there were buildings over the years that, you never found minorities or certain religious groups.
Absolutely.
And have there been a lot of lawsuits?
Well, the thing about it is, and that's absolutely true, it's not a secret. when these buildings were built, some of them more or less explicitly said, yes, we are the Jewish building, we are the non-Jewish building, that kind of thing, and that stuff. So it's illegal, right, to discriminate, in housing. But the way that it works is co-ops, they can reject you for any reason, and they don't have to say what the reason is. Right. So if you bring a lawsuit and you say, I think I was rejected, because of reasons of race, they can just say, well, we didn't, we thought you were going to be noisy, or we weren't happy with your financial statements, or, that kind of thing. And it's also, there are problems of discrimination, like they don't want children sometimes, or they don't want single moms, or they, they're worried you're going to work from home, all kinds of things.
Wow.
And yeah, it's very hard to regulate it because of this rule about, they don't have to say why they rejected you, and they can reject you for any reason. So it's very hard to enforce. And there's also, real estate agents like yourself, they don't want people to go through a co-op rejection because it's sort of traumatic, right? Especially since you're already, at that point, you've already agreed to buy the unit. So you're in contract. I mean, you get your money back if you don't pass the board, but still, you have your heart set on that home. They don't want their clients to go through that, so they sort of steer clients away from buildings where they don't think they're going to pass the board. So it's sort of self, feeds on itself in that way.
Just bizarre. I like the no kids option, but the single moms, are there co-ops geared towards singles? That would be a great idea. Be like
right?
A Club Med condo or something.
I know. Yeah.
But they don't exist. So we won't get into the intricacies of the financial differences between condos and co-ops, but you had mentioned a sale for $28,500,000, and you called it a townhouse.
Yep.
Now, that's not a condo or a co-op. What is a townhouse in New York City?
So in New York City, obviously we're famous for our brownstones, right? So that's... A townhouse and a brownstone are sort of interchangeable. It just means a house, a freestanding house. But of course, a lot of our houses here are right next to each other,
Literally touching almost.
Yeah, like a row of brownstones all next to each other, and so we call those townhouses. I think you guys have a different definition, but for us, it's a freestanding house. So it's not a condo, it's not a co-op. It's your house. Just happens to be next to two other houses that are touching you.
So it's fee simple. You own the land, you own the house.
Yep.
And because it's almost touching, like in a row.
Yep.
That makes it a townhouse.
Uh huh. Yep.
Yeah, I've had people come from out of state and they mention townhouse, and I think, we have no such animal, and I think sometimes we use that term to indicate a two-story building, but like a two-story condo or co-op could be a townhouse, but I won't commit to that, but it's a term, it's a term that we don't rely on, so I'm not even that aware of it. I've only been selling real estate for 30 years. Brownstone, love brownstones.
Yes.
And here's something that, what is a duplex in New York City?
So a duplex means an apartment with two floors. And a triplex means an apartment with three floors.
We call that a triplex. A triplex would be when you fall over the threshold when you walk into the building. That's a triplex. So a duplex is an apartment. Now, does that mean it could be a rental? Does that mean it's a condo or co-op?
Could be a rental. Could be a rental. But it means, you know, in these big apartment buildings, you go in, there's a doorman and everything. You take your elevator up, and then you just have more than one floor.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so I think the difference is, and again, I'm not going to swear on this, but I think we would call that a townhouse, like a two-story is a townhouse. And for us, a duplex. And what's a triplex?
Three floors.
So for us, a duplex and a triplex are two units or three units that are owned outright. So
oh,
it's not not a co-op or a condo, but it, you know, if you had two units maybe attached by a common wall, it's called a duplex. It's like income property.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So triplex, fourplex, sixplex, it's just the number of units rather than the number of floors. That's an interesting distinction. Speaking of floors, because we're running out of time, 28,500,000 for, was it a brownstone?
Yep, brownstone, six floors, and it's been recently renovated. Well, some of them aren't, you know. And that price is sort of the middle of the pack for, you know, a brownstone in Manhattan. You know, these things sell for, or go on the market at least for, you know, $60, $70, $80 million.
Now, six floors, how many square feet, elevator?
It does have an elevator. It has a kind of a cool, very modern vibe. It's about 9,600 square feet. And it's right now it's set up with five bedrooms, but you could make it seven bedrooms.
And you said it was once owned by someone we might know?
Yeah. It was owned by the Forbes family of Forbes magazine, and they used it to entertain, you know, CEOs and things, and they would have parties there, and it was right around the corner from their office, so there's a lot of that history there, but they've totally redone it now, so it's everything on the inside is new, but of course the outsides are landmarked of these brownstones, so you can't change the outside at all, so that just looks like a historic house, and then go inside and it's totally brand new and modern.
You can do whatever you want on the inside. And what's the address or the street?
This is on West 12th Street in Greenwich Village, so it's sort of near
Ooh.
NYU. Great area.
Ooh.
So if next time you're in town, if you want to go shopping for some real estate, that could be a place to start.
West 12th Street in Greenwich Village. My buddy lived off of 10th Street, but that was on the east side. So he was on the east side, right around this whole one square block was all Indian restaurants.
Oh.
10th Street and 1st Avenue, maybe?
I bet that's no longer the case.
So West 12th Street.
It might still be. I don't know.
Is it right off, well, I can't remember Greenwich Village. How far off 5th Avenue is West 12th Street or Greenwich Village?
This house is right off 5th Ave. It's right there. And it's sort of in the middle of East and West.
Last time I went to New York City was 3.5 years ago, and we went into Chinatown to go to a place called Joe's. They have the best pork buns. My Chinese client here in Santa Barbara told me to go, and we went from Long Island. We took a train, went all the way to Chinatown, and I think it's called Joe's.
Well, that now you're making me hungry.
It was packed, and it was the best pork buns. And my brother, of course, has grown up there and lived there, so he really liked it. And then we walked through Greenwich Village and saw some great entertainment and looked around and saw these buildings up at us. And maybe next time when we look up, we'll see a flying car land on the roof. That was going to be our topic. We didn't have time. We're out of time. And so that's another column you wrote, Flying Cars. You can find Candace Taylor on Twitter. Or you can go to the Wall Street Journal and find her articles there, out of New York City, Candace Taylor. I want you to know that you're the first person, you're the first Twitter account I never went on. You told me to go to your Twitter account to look at some stuff, so I did. And then I saw that you retweeted, so now I understood what that means. So thank you. Thank you for opening up my eyes. Always great to talk to you, Candace Taylor, Wall Street Journal.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. See you again. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.